Welcome to the Weekly Hotspot, where your hosts, Mistress Delia and me, Ms. Olivia, talk about sex, kink, fetish, phone sex, BDSM, our lives as a mistress on and off the phone. There is a particular guy who gets really sad this time of year. In the waning days of summer, days filled with bare feet, sexy sandals, stockings, short skirts, lots of cleavage, those cute little sundresses. Short skirts. I said that. Well, I'm talking about foot and leg fetishes, a popular topic on my blog, experiencedmistress.com. These are some of my absolute favorite calls. Don't you agree, Delia?
Oh, fuck yes, I do. And I...
fuck yes? How do you really feel, yes. Delia? Fuck yes.
I love foot fetishes, leg fetishes so much that I often say that I have a fetish for men with a foot fetish. So
I love that.
It's just the truth. It really is. And when we go to femdom events, I always get in line for the foot fetish chairs. You know, the ones where they can do a pedicure or they take off your boots. You know, you wear those high heel boots all night and your feet are aching and they just massage your feet and legs for like an hour. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So I always am in line for that. And oh, I've had a foot slave in real time. And something that not a lot of people know, Jack isn't really into feet. He loves legs and asses, but not feet. So he's not my foot slave. Isn't that funny? But I do lots of blog posts on my blog, begformistress.com, about foot and leg fetish scenes. And I think what really does it for me is I'm really into foot and leg care. I run and I'm an avid biker. So my legs are in excellent, excellent shape. And my feet just always love the attention. So I love being a tease and using pictures of my legs and feet to entice the naughty foot and leg fetishes out of men.
And like most kinks and fetishes, it's not one size fits all. Today in this podcast, we'll talk about everything thighs down. So you mentioned feet and your sexy feet. By the way, we will throw in some talk about high heels, and you mentioned boots, and we'll also talk about stockings. So start us off with some of the common aspects of a foot fetish.
My favorite. So if you are a man with a foot fetish, you might be into the shape and size of feet and toes. You might have a preference for long toes or short toes, painted toenails, high arches, soft soles. You might like accessories on the feet like toe rings or even anklets, something that accentuates the foot. You might really be into foot treatments like giving a pedicure, giving a massage, or painting a woman's toenails. Men with a foot fetish also love what I would call foot coverings, anything from none, which is barefoot, or flip-flops and sandals, to high heels, and the kind of shoes that you can just dangle and hosiery. Back-seamed, Cuban-heeled, French-heeled, completely sheer, or even socks like one fun caller who just loves cable-knit white knee socks. You might like foot odor, too, or be focused just on the activities like rubbing feet, tickling them, smelling, kissing, licking, sucking those toes, or be totally focused on foot jobs. So as you can see, it's a foot and leg fetish, but it's totally varied.
Absolutely. And that's a great general overview. So let's start off with the shape and size of feet. I'm 5'10", and I have size 10 feet. Have you ever had a caller who's like, fuck, your feet are big? I had one caller. All the other foot fetish guys are like, oh, your feet sound delicious.
I have, well, my feet change a little bit, especially with running. So my running shoes are different than my heels. And sometimes my heels are actually bigger than, because, you know, you're supposed to do bigger with super high heels.
Oh, but, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely show my feet quite a bit in pictures. I have pictures on my begformistress.com blog right now that you can go look at and check out my feet. And I've never had anyone say anything negative about my feet, which I think is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. It was only that one time, and I was really kind of surprised. I'm like, yeah, oh, okay. So you need to go to Bangkok. Get little itty bitty teeny tiny feet. Okay. Painted toenails. I have a signature color that, with the exception of only a couple pedicures a year, is that Christmas red. It's a wine color that's not purple. It's the Christmas red color. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love that color. Are you a French or American manicure, pedicure girl, or varied colors, or just one color?
I do everything, especially when I go on cruises. I sort of challenge myself to see what is the most interesting color I can find. And then I just go with that.
Oh, really? Oh, like, yeah. Lesson. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I have had, and I think, one of my pictures where I'm on a beach somewhere, I have blue toes.
And
blue toenails. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do just like the pampering aspect of getting my nails done. It's so wonderful. The color is, you know, kind of secondary.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. The whole experience, but for me, the color is like, I really like that Christmas red. But I have to tell you, I live in upstate New York, as you know, because you've been here, and it gets fucking cold here in the winter, and it stays cold and it stays snowy for fucking ever. Now, the beginning of the winter, I'm like, woohoo, snow. It's so exciting. I love the change of seasons. But by February or March, I'm going and I'm getting like fluorescent yellows, oranges, hot pinks, greens. I'm dreaming of South Beach, baby. Mm-hmm. But invariably, I leave that color on for like 2 days and I'm like, screw it. I'm going back to the Christmas red.
That's so fun. You have your signature color. I love that.
I do. Do you have a part on your feet that is super, super erotic? What's your sweet spot on your feet?
I love my arches. I am blessed to have very high arches. You too?
Fuck me. Yes, that's my favorite part. Now, I love it when they suck my toes. I mean, that's tons of fun too. But, you know, like if you're nibbling corn, do that on the arch and it's like, oh, fuck me.
Oh my God.
That sends me into a tizzy.
Oh yeah. Well, I have very ticklish feet though. So I don't like the nibbling so much, but a good massage, yes. But I have to tell you, the thing about my high arches, I can give the best fucking foot jobs to a big cock, to whatever, because my arches are just so fucking high. And it's a great leg workout too. So you get a little leg toning in there. It's perfect.
So have you ever gone and gotten a pedicure in some place that it's not your regular salon or not your regular salon person? And they're like, oh, you must get this very often. Your feet are so soft. Why do you get pedicures so often? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been tempted to say, well, it's because I love to give foot jobs and you don't want to scratch up a cock with a callus? I just so want to do that. Could you imagine?
Ooh. Oh, that is so. See, the thing though, when I go in for a pedicure, because I run, I do have some calluses. I do Absolutely. Have some spots. And because I run so frequently, I tell them to make sure they do not take them completely off. So I really like, okay, so from my heels, if you look at my foot, the underside of my foot, I'm looking at it now, from the tips of the undersides of my toes all the way to the balls of my feet, to my arches, to my heel is great. But the sides of my feet, I've got not rough spots because it does get kind of softened, but it's not the picture perfect foot. But I love it because without those, I would blister and that would be bad. Nothing sexy about a blister.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Nothing. Licking, sucking, kissing, sniffing. So feet and let's bring in the high heels.
Ooh.
Because I think there's nothing sexier than the mixture of foot and leather. Right? Like in high heels or mm-hmm. high heel boots.
Oh, yeah. That sweaty, musky, leathery. It's a very heady kind of scent. It's amazing.
Well, it's a really footy kind of scent.
Well, you know, it gets to your head is what I'm saying.
Yes. It gets to the big head. And it gets to the yes. little head.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are your favorite high-heeled shoes to wear? That's a hard question, isn't it?
Miss Olivia, I have such shoe lust. And I use
yes,
this term
you do.
With I use this term with one person. And this girlfriend of mine, she will laugh when she hears me say shoe lust because she'll send me Pinterest links to shoes.
Oh my
and
God.
And I'll respond
shoe
back,
porn.
Oh my God.
Shoe porn on Pinterest.
Oh, it's true. But I mean, yes to designer shoes. Yes to the ones that obviously everybody knows. But then sometimes you just walk by just a regular department store and something catches your eye. Let me tell you the exact shoe that I love. And in the virtual world, in Second Life, I have it, but I have yet to find it here in First Life or my real life, right? So it's a shoe that has a pointy toe. It doesn't have sides. But it has a heel that comes up a little bit higher in the back, and it's probably a 4 to 5 inch heel. So it's a completely open foot shoe that shows the outside of the foot and the arch of the foot. It has plenty of toe cleavage, that pointy toe, the perfect leather sheen, and a fucktastic heel. That's the shoe. I want someone to make that shoe. It probably can't stay on your foot, but it's a bedroom shoe. It's a foot worship wow. shoe.
Yeah, that would give new meaning to fuck me pumps.
Oh, yeah.
I think my favorite might be the classic pointy toe pump, but with a cutout instep.
Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Black patent leather, black leather. I mean, classic, elegant, just, you know, it can go very naughty. It can go very classic, sweet, business-like, all of that kind of stuff. Although, sandals. Man, you want to talk about toe cleavage. Mm-hmm. Oh, toe cleavage mm-hmm. and sandals, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yes. And you with
and then,
your
of course,
Christmas red toenails?
Ah! I know. And then, of course, both of us have tons of boots.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Delia, and I have a problem with boot shopping.
Hi, Delia. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Step one, admitting that you have a problem with food shopping.
I do.
Let go and let your credit card go shopping for those boots, Ms. Delia.
I have to tell you a funny story. So I have a walk-in closet and I have cubbies for my shoes. And I organized and got rid of some shoes. Okay, this is the first funny thing. They're all in their little boxes in a trash bag under the stairs. I didn't really get rid of them. Okay, that's one thing. Jack won't listen to this podcast. It's not a problem. And then the second thing that I did was, so I brought Jack into the closet and said, hey, look, I organized and got rid of a lot of my shoes and stuff. Well, I had taken my boots and I put them somewhere. So about 4 months later, I come upstairs and he had been doing some chastity chores, you know, chores to get the cage off.
And yes.
He had this giant plastic tote that had been on its side all the way in the very center back of the bed. Like you couldn't get to it. And he's like, I found this under the bed because you told me to clean and vacuum under the bed. I found the boots that you couldn't find.
Is that a hint, hint, mistress? Hint, hint?
Uh-huh. And the funny thing is, he does. Mm-hmm. He fucking loves boots.
Yeah.
Loves to clean. Doesn't like feet, but loves to clean boots. And I said, well, good. You've just added another chore. I'll put those on and you can clean and shine them so they can go back in my closet where they belong. True story.
I love that. You know, bootlicking and, oh my God, someone wrapping his lips around that stiletto heel of the boot. Just wonderful. And boots, that kind of makes me think about submission. Now, you can do a very quote-unquote vanilla kind of foot job scene, or it's just a body worship, a sexual scene, or you can incorporate foot worship, shoe worship, boot worship, mm-hmm. leg worship, mm-hmm. stocking worship, all of these kinds of things. It can either be a body worship, vanilla kind of flavor, or an experience of submission.
Oh, completely. Completely. And it really all is in how you talk about it, how you present your feet, the boots, whatever, and what they do with it, how the man responds to it. Ugh.
Have you noticed that there are some foot fetish guys that like to be under your foot literally and figuratively? So it's an experience of their submission, but oftentimes it's kind of a flavor of punishment. You don't mm-hmm. get my pussy. You don't get my legs. You must worship my feet, you little pervert.
Oh, yes. I have one absolutely delicious caller. We probably talk once every couple of months. And he has this wonderful fantasy about being confronted in the office by the boss and as punishment for the things that he's been doing. She knows that he's into feet. She basically teases him and mind fucks him with her feet and then gives him foot jobs and gets herself off doing it. And I can totally get into that because I'm like, okay, that's really me. That's all me. That's totally me. I could get off on giving a foot job. I actually can. So I love that fantasy.
Now, what we're doing is a fantasy, but you bring up a really good point. All of this is based in reality, mm-hmm. stuff that we do on a regular basis, stuff that we've done before. I met your foot slave and, oh my God, he was just adorable, absolutely adorable. So you may be creating a particular fantasy call, but it's not all fantasy. I think that's why they really work.
Right. Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, That's what we are. That's what we do. This, and when you can share a fantasy that gets someone off with you, and you have that fantasy too, and it gets you off, it is fucking magical. Mm. Magical. Mm. I really, really think that.
Can you feel it in your feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, when someone is describing what they are doing to your feet and you're on the call with them? Can you actually feel it? I can.
It's
crazy.
Mm-hmm. That is one of the coolest things. You know, I close my eyes and I just listen and I focus in. You know, if he's talking about, say sucking my left big toe, I focus.
Oh
my God. Like right now I focus on that and I can feel like that little warmth, tingle. It's so hard to describe, but it's just a feeling. And I can feel that. And that is what makes a foot and leg fetish session so incredibly, like, powerful, real, sexy, erotic, arousing for me.
You know, one of my favorite sessions is starting off with garter belt and stockings.
Ooh.
And the swish of the fully fashioned nylons, right? You mentioned mm-hmm. Cuban heel, mm-hmm. empire heel before, the reinforced toes, all of those crossing my long legs and doing that little shoe dangle and him responding. I think there's more, at least I've found this with the guys that are into foot and legs. They are more descriptive than some people who are into other types of submissive play. Have you found that to be the case?
You know, now that you mention it, yes, I think you're absolutely right. Someone doesn't just say, I love your feet. They talk about specifics, the absolute. I've had someone who has actually said, I saw your toes in that picture of you in the pink bra and panties. And is it this color? And I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You've got the color. Oh my God. So yeah. So that makes for some very interesting conversation and just wow. Yeah. The detail is spot on from the way that, you know, maybe my feet smell after a good run to the complete description of giving a nice pedicure after that, to sucking the toes and worshiping the arches and giving that perfect foot, ankle, calf, and maybe even thigh massage. And oh, the things that I do to his cock after that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so perfect.
Doing things to his cock. Let's talk about cock and ball torment and mm-hmm. shoes, because this is a different kind of a twist on the shoe worship and the foot worship, right? Because these are the guys that can really take a lot of pain and they want that high-heeled stiletto right between each of their ball sacks, pressing down or maybe standing on his cock or walking up and down his back or his butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so hot.
Sometimes the foot worship or ball kicking, ball stomping, face stomping, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to always be super sensual and super erotic. It can be very hardcore.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll admit it. Sometimes I really get into that fucking hardcore stuff.
Oh, me too. Oh my God, me too. Mm-hmm. I went to a class on CBT back a number of weeks ago, and they actually were talking about, you know, the kicking exactly where you talked about, you know, putting the heel on the scrotum to kind of separate the testicles, really get someone's attention, you know. So
that does get their attention.
And then just, you know, twisting your heel a little bit and tapping one testicle and rotating your foot out the other way and tapping the testicle. All of that. Amazing.
So how many, you mentioned going to the CBT class.
Yep.
How many classes do you go to? How often probably, do you take classes?
Once every couple of months, I'll find an event near or within, say, a five-hour drive where I will go and just enjoy every little bit of it. Every little bit of it. There's so much learning out there, so much kink out there. I want to learn it all.
I think people look at us and they think, oh, you've been in the fetish world for years. You must know absolutely everything. And the reason why you and I are so good is because we are always learning. We go to fetish events. And I'll never forget my first fetish event. Okay, it's like face-sitting 101 will be held in ballroom A. And then in the captain's quarters B, how to be the perfect submissive. And it's just like a regular business convention. You've got the vendors area. You've got little workout rooms. You've got the instructors. And they ask for volunteers from the audience. The first convention that I went to, I'm like, oh my God, these people are just like I am. They're kinky geeks.
Oh God, yes. It is just the best thing when you can find that. And you know, the first, well, not the first fetish event, but let's say the first fetish event that I went to with Jack, we went to, and you know me, you know that I am a hardcore mistress sometimes. Like I can get into really sadistic things. And there was a class that I wanted to see on body beating and how to do it safely. Okay. So they were showing you where to hit and how to hit. And they had volunteers who were absolute masochists up on stage. And it was a man and a woman who were both sadists. And they were doing all kinds of things to these people. And I'm like, my eyes were as big as saucers. I think I drooled a little bit. You know, heartbeat was increased. I mean, I'm aroused watching this. And I didn't really bother to notice Jack sitting next to me. He was so uncomfortable. And so not only did I learn about the kink, but I learned something about him. And this was very new in our relationship. He doesn't like to see play beyond his limits. So that was like a real like aha moment for me, I'll tell you.
Well, now that brings up something really interesting. Do you suppose you and I just have really expanded limits?
Oh, I think so. I think so.
Because yes, I like seeing play that, you know, that I would have no interest in actually doing, but I'm still curious about it.
Me too. Me too. So I don't know. Maybe it's because we're just inherently curious and love to learn kind of everything about BDSM and kink. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
You know, the only thing that I've looked at and I love to watch, but I could never master it. Well, two things that I'm not particularly good at. I can do some rope play, but it's not elegant. It's not beautiful. It's not shibari. Mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, if I wanted to learn macrame, I would, I don't know, take up knitting and build an Afghan or something, right? Knit an Afghan.
Oh, build an Afghan. I love it. Build
an Afghan. Exactly. See, I don't even know the terminology, but I love just you. Get flummoxed. I love you too. Oh. I just get completely flummoxed with that. So I can do basic rope stuff, but I'm no elegant expert. I've been to rope classes. I love to watch rope classes. And I just know myself well enough to go, probably never fucking work for me. But single tail. I started learning single tail and I whipped it back and popped it forward and just it raked my forearm. And I was like, ow, that really hurts. And I was like, no, I don't think that's going to be for me. So yeah. I'm not a single tail girl.
Nope. I totally get, I've hurt myself trying out toys before. Going like, fuck no, I would never use this on someone. that's bad. Didn't like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff I look and I'm like, maybe I don't like it, right? But I can still see the value of it for somebody else.
Yes.
So for example, you know, at the very beginning of my fetish experience, I popped into the fetish world. I was adventurous. I ended up hooking up with a master because people figured, oh, you're female, you got to be submissive. So boom, I'm with that master. And he did like pretty much everything that there was to do. I mean, we found out very quickly that I'm not submissive, but that I will bottom for sensation play. So he did like tons of stuff to me. And I have to tell you, one of the things that I did not like at all was caning. But I'm not really sure if that was necessarily sensation play, or I didn't like the cane welts and I don't like paddling because I don't like the bruises. I think that might be just because I'm fucking vain about my body.
Oh, that might actually be. Have you, I have to ask, have you ever done bastinado? To kind of bring it a little bit back to feet, we are talking pretty hardcore. The whipping of feet, more like, you know, just canes or more thuddy implements. Because I love that. Yeah. It's really intense, isn't it? And I actually have to admit, I like seeing that, and I'm a femdom, you know, but I like seeing it done to women. There's something beautiful about a woman's feet, and I just like seeing it done.
Absolutely. I've done that actually with female submissives. Just like when you ask someone, like if you're starting sensation play sessions, you ask them, so are you thuddy or are you stingy? Meaning, do you like the flogger more? Do you like the caning more, the thuddy or the stingy sensations? And asking some of those same things. And then if they're not ticklish, if they like thuddy for bastinado, thuddy, and then use a Wartenberg wheel right around the side. Like almost on the heel, but the curve of the outside of the heel and the outside of the foot. It's like a stingy that's not stingy.
Oh, yes.
I love it when we share tips.
Me too. You know what else you can do? If you have a little female submissive and you do a little bit of that. I know you have a violet wand. I have a violet wand. One of smaller implements.
Yes.
You can just give almost like a vibrating shock, not a hard, painful shock, but a vibrating, buzzy shock right on the arch, right on those marks. Oh, it's hot as fuck.
And you can also fuck between the toes.
Yes.
With the violet wand. Doopa, doopa,
doopa, doopa. I know. We need to get together soon and play again. We need that again soon.
We do. We are going to make that happen. Oh my God. We could do a series of podcasts.
We'll just do them live from the play. Yeah. We'll do it live. Oh. Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Let's start planning for our next convention.
I think so.
We may or may not announce which convention we're going to.
That's a good idea.
Imagine. Oh, you've got me inspired. I need to give a foot job and get a foot massage and Whew. This whole topic was so much fun. I so enjoy your company. Next week, we're going to do a surprise topic from a fan of the Weekly Hotspot, but I'm not telling you. No, Ms. Delia, I will absolutely tell you, but we're not announcing it.
Nope.
Just yet. It will be a surprise. So if any of you have a question or a comment, send us an email. I'm Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. And Delia is Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com.
I just love surprises. So you'd better tune in next week. But in the meantime, you can listen to all the Weekly Hotspot episodes on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Each episode can also be heard on Cock Radio on Spreaker at 1 p.m. Eastern every Monday. So we'll see you then next week. Thank you for listening today. And remember, stay sexy and stay hot.